Oh yeah, now. Yes, I'm going to recite the Prajaparamita Sutra's mantra. Tayata gade gade para gade para samgade buddhi so. Tayata gade gade para gade para samgade buddhi so. Tayata gade gade para gade para samgade buddhi so. Yeah. The Sanskrit, the Tenshi. Tenshi, that Dabeshi Sungu Yare. Tenshi Nyingbu Sa Nga Adichi. Shilabuinda.
Another mantra I will say, which is the essence of the dependent origination mantra, which teaches the Four Noble Truths.
Now, today, the explanation about Shantideva's book, because of Bodhisattva, Chaya Avatara.
Yes.
Ten chapters. Now this, now sixth chapter and eighth chapter. I choose these two chapters because it's this sixth chapter dealing with anger, hatred. You see, the anger is the greatest obstacle to develop infinite altruism. So, the sixth chapter, I felt, is something useful. And then, eighth chapter, explaining the usefulness about altruism. So that's the main practice. Actually, buddhicitta is the infinite altruism with combination of wisdom. So that's something, I think, the essence of Buddha's teaching. And all these great Nalanda masters, you see, they practice the buddhicitta. So, and then the text which yesterday, the Nagarjuna's text, you see that, you see, mainly explain about wisdom side. Of course, at the beginning, the virtues were, non-virtues and virtues. That's the real sort of causes to achieve human life. And then mainly they about shunya. So those now, you see, this morning I'm going to explain kasota. Kasota.
Essence.
The sixth chapter. Now I would like to explain something. The connection, altruism, and theory of shunyata. Now, in Tibetan now. Changshu Jisem Siddhadi wishful thinking such. The digging ninja chick yard, that thing, Anzo and Mjita, Yungi Arala, Nyara, Trasubozoe, the ninja din, Yamshin Nangiari, and Sammy Shin Yamshi Pajan Nangiari. Down the gum the ninja carriages Lona, to merely down deva, Sakotakara Tala Chelsati, to merely China, part of the charity membership. Driver cha, some of the digita, hugs some genuine ninji, be ninged up Yavashita, to make the charge checking sin, the digi pigata, Kanda has all the simshu, jang is chatty yari. So the digita, tell a ming shen, jump to ninjis. So the digita, to make the driver cha, said it, the digita, ninji, lot yavala, any, Dunge, any deruin bachi, near the shore. Dunge deruin bamashina? And the Dunge the Tower Charles in it, San Diego Sungi, that Dunge the Tower Char, Dunge the Tower Shorty, Sarah, the Slav, any Kimidua. Shrug Nubukimidua. That Dunge Dratuachi, Dunge Setuachi, near the shore. That Dunge Setua, Shevala, Castle of Nashingi, any. Dungi Ju, any Gunjung Shayung Yare, Gunjung Zachadim, Nyomore, Nyomongi Zo, Nyomo Tosumri, Nyomo Tosumam, Nyomo Tunga, Dinasung Yare. That is our Zawade, any Timu Ibare. Timu is Mamangu Yavanane, that Timu Tenzin de Zorisha. Chantiri Indu, and the Gobulu to Gutisungua. Tuni Dunjubanalea, Judan Jenny, Jenganum, Yanda Ban Dogwakan, Tenet Dumber Murison, Tele Yala Junin Jones, Chen Tende Yala Junik, Tangu Murigwati, Judan Jen the Tenin Jun, Mowanum, Yang Dagwar, Yuva Dato Nang, Yang Dagwar, Juva Dato Nang, Nang of the Shembe Lotte, any Tommy Murigwatiris. Or Tele in Dujilus of any. Tender Hamadi Yungi artist, Dinish Mizanatoa. Kansa Raja to be just to was Zimba Tesam G. Mimba Takanda, Chenum, Ranshi to was Zibate, Maripolia, Mizanatoa. Dan doi Lunda Manguyari, Santa Kanda Ribechana, Chick Shetu as a Russia. Those Pejana Sunshavi.
Any Chirug begin zinging a shebe denglia. Any Paja, Chick Pugeta, the Niggy Pugeta, now on drama the Shayagi. Paja set up the any Chirug now on the shower race. So Paja set up the now in Dusane, any Renzin Sheva da T. U. Chirutondo. You have a chin down the head, any some dumb enough, 디디 렁지 셰베 땡네 박자세도 잠리 신다 치듬간 치듬매바 네번이야지 도가 근데기다 송진이든 그때 코너니 떠니 그저 공부 있나야 디 랑가 생기뇨 디두기뇨 아태가 집어대 요한테라 내함이도가 자 근데 인도산에 다 삼삼에 송진이든 그 돈이 즉 삼다는 공부 있네 디 나 생기 디두기뇨 아태가 집어대라 내태야 민도가 다들은 우마베 나라 아니 저 담제 치송어다 난즘바 간다베 창물로 아니 담불 못 주거리 세네 다제 댄동 코아디 아니 론네멜 나와 왕기 예바 마임바 아니 유랑 투 모임비 둘루중문에 주바 진데지 각서를 샤네 진데디 요마레 세네 베 타체네 타체베지기 롤라베 코아로 실레베 이네 낭섬지 하되기도 와 전진군의 여배청 나영도 와 능규 최식 전진군의 여러보다 그러나 단 능규 편의 전진군의 여배지 나영구 여러 된데기 능규 최식 여배체 단대 아니 전 담보로다 주임에 봐 제인두산에 아니 니규메다 인두산에 전 담보로 모니지 모조신 다 송샤 디갈릭도 단 대기 안 대표게 믹들 하되기도 와 자, 다들 인도산에 아니 좀 된데 너나라 아니 숙 동보 동보니 숙소 송셔버 송셔버다 나가는 시 니친나 측지하래 다게 측심시 죽음이 단다들 나가랬다 숙 동보 니기 동을 미시지 숙니 동보니 당스잖아 간다 된지 계세 미게디 시고야 그러다 그게 타녀도 아니 던지면에 이게 뭐지 샤바이나 간다 믿기지 싫도 와. 자 근데 이번 인도 나 루루다 야세기다 가서 공부도 좀 많이 봐. 아니 타녀도야 뭐니 또 여 말에 신의 송샤다 대상으로 주 거유인데 아니 but 담 민도 삼바지 내가 딱졌잖아 민도 삼바지 내가 쇼쇼 쇼실에 돼야지. 뜻도 와. 다데 내가 찍디 담에 잡아 나마 나마 담에 잡아 나마 나마 그래 나 Dami Rabangamangama, Pugeta, Chaming is a little to Chaming any Dinzi, D. Cheva Manyam Beringla, Dami Chima Chime Donda, the Dambar Zimbin Zimbati, get old. This is actually that Dami Tar Tar Chimbe, Dami Chima Chime, Tern, Nini. 디 제바 많이 배는라 댄스 라퍼도 이렇게 하게 시골입니다 와 타녀도야 아니 뭐니 이쪽 캐기는 자네 딱 밑에 거라 싸우는 시부인들 어다 지금 시부 댄스를 쓰는 서로 영화를 지금 아들에게 접었지 하고 서로 지금 풍부를 아들에게 접었지 하고 서로 디디 캐는다 와 그런데 인들 또 다와 차라다 설류 캐바디 다 도우시는 삼당 Pejana le sung yo le. So se do sam tang, chik chaba chaba yin, di chaba shiv shi towa. Ta ada dati shia guaya di diri, ati ngan di shkyo ta.
Our connection between altruism and shunyata first, we're talking about an altruism in terms of the bodhicitta. And then they said the root of bodhicitta is compassion. And compassion, within compassion, which there are two types. One, which is almost like a wishful thinking. where you wish others to be free from suffering, or you may think, may they be free from, how nice if they could be free from suffering, others could be free from suffering, and so forth, which even the practitioners of the Shravakayana, Pratyeka Buddhayana also could cultivate and have the experience of. But the kind of compassion that we are talking about here is this, not only the wish for others to be out of suffering, not remaining only there, but even going further to say, may I be able to free them from suffering. There is this sense of wanting to save others from the suffering, alleviate others' suffering. And for this kind of a sense of taking responsibility to happen, one must actually know that there is a possibility of freedom from suffering completely, without which, I mean, you may have the wish to help others, but you cannot do much. And so there's nothing that you will find that you can do. And therefore, one needs to think about the suffering being rooted in the what we call the three poisons of attachment, hatred, and ignorance. Or we also sometimes refer to the five poisons. With jealousy, pride, and added. And then of these different destructive emotions, the afflictive emotions, the root of them is ignorance. And therefore, ignorance here, as we already dealt with yesterday, which is the ignorance about the true reality of how things actually are. And therefore, in one of the sutras, it says that whatever has arisen from Master Nagarjuna has said that in his 70 verses that you know, whatever arises through condition do not have, I mean, do not exist in reality, do not have any real existence, in other words, independent existence. But because of this clinging to this kind of real existence of things, and then we create karma. And therefore, he says that therefore we create the rest of the 12 links of dependent origination. And so the ignorance about the true reality of things is the root, the first of the link, and then that leads to the creation of the karma, and which in turn propels the rest of the chain of the 12 links of dependent origination. So here, this ignorance is the ignorance which holds on to things having some kind of inherent existence. And this is the root of samsara. And whereas now, sometimes you may, with regard to this clinging to some kind of self, and existence of a person, there is this idea of a person being devoid of any substantially self-sufficient existence of a person. You may also think about have this idea or the insight into a person being devoid of some kind of a permanent, unitary, autonomous existence. However much you may meditate on these kind of selflessnesses, it will not still undermine this the deeper clinging to selfhood, self in of a person, which is to say that the things, a self or a person being existent, inherently, that cannot be undermined. Although you may also think that there is no separate self from the aggregates, and however much you may meditate on that, that will in turn, that too will not undermine this clinging to the person or the aggregates being devoid of any inherent or self-existent, of course, we have all these different understanding of selflessness in the sense of there being no substantially self-sufficiently existent I or a self, in the case of Chittamatra view, that saying that although things do have some seem to have some external existence, they do not actually have self external existence as such. They do not have any existence externally. But what happens is that the subjective mind that sees the things and the phenomena and the subjective mind and the phenomena that it sees are of this. They come from the same seed, and therefore they are of the same substance. And therefore, with this kind of view, it will help to see that there is no external. It may help to see that there is no external phenomena, because everything is just a manifestation of the seed, of which also gives rise to the perception of the things. But then it cannot still do away with the clinging to the true existence of the mind also. And so, and although you may be able to do away with the clinging to external things with this kind of Chittamatra view, but then it will not do away with the clinging to the subjective mind as having some kind of true existence. And also in the case of Madhyamakas, you may have some understanding of the Savatantrika Madhyamaka tradition, where they say that to be existent means that there must be something objectively existent, plus a valid cognition also designates it, and so together something is given an identity of having some existence. And even here, it may help to do away with some degree of clinging to some true existence and things, but then it still holds on to, with this view, it still holds on to some objective existence and things. And therefore, what we need is to destroy all objectification of anything, in anything that is called external world as well as internal world of experiences. And therefore, in the Heart Sutra, we find the mention of form is empty, emptiness is form. And also, in another sutra, maybe the 25,000 verses of Panchaparamita Sutra, it says that emptiness does not nullify form, but form itself is empty. And so, following these, then we understand that we need to destroy all objectification of anything, external or internal experience. And therefore, Master Nagarjuna's, the Master Nagarjuna's system, which he's, system of Master Nagarjuna and his spiritual son Aryadeva and their followers, we need to develop this understanding and insight that there's nothing whatsoever, even in conventional terms, any existence by way of objective existence. And so, when you gain this understanding and an insight, you gain some kind of experience or feeling for this, that there's nothing objectively existing, then it really reduces your clinging to things having any kind of self-existence. And otherwise, you may have the idea or the understanding of the other forms of selflessness, interpretations, understanding of selflessness, such as selflessness in terms of there being no permanence, unitary or single and autonomous self, or selflessness in terms of there being no self-sufficiently, substantially existent I, then this Chittamatra view, and so forth. I mean, but it will not; these will not do away with the former ones, will not do away with the latter, which are more subtler, exist or clinging to self in certain things. And therefore, we need to do away with the clinging to any kind of objectification of self and other things. And therefore, when you really have this understanding and insight into the very ultimate understanding of selflessness, then that can actually do away with the clinging to self in terms of permanent, single, autonomous self, or self-sufficiently, or substantially existent self, or the consciousness has some kind of a true existence, although there is no clinging to the consciousness of having some true existence, although there is no external phenomena, or the self having some kind of objective objective existence, self and other phenomena having some kind of objective existence, although they are lack, I mean, still while holding on to the thing that they have some true objective existence. And I mean, these will be done away with when you have the... the understanding that nothing objectively exists at all. And so this will not just, you will not be remaining just at some kind of a superficial intellectual knowledge of, I mean, that you find in the text saying that, oh, that there is no true existence, there is no objective existence, so forth, but you will really feel for yourself that there's nothing that exists truly, objectively, and so forth. That you can actually have the experience of this. So, in other words, the understanding of selflessness in terms of self, there being no permanent, in single and autonomous self, and the rest of the things. I mean, the former ones are subtler, grosser, and the latter ones are subtler. So, the gaining and understanding and insight into the grosser ones will not do away with the clinging to self from the point of view of the latter selflessness and so forth. But when you gain the subtlest understanding of selflessness, then you will be able to do away with the clinging to self of a permanent, single, and autonomous, and so forth.
आत्म की बात है तो उसको सबसे पहले स्थूल धर्म निरात्म और स्थूल पुद्गल निरात्म है इसको समझने की कोशिश करनी चाहिए. सबसे पहले जो हमारा जो पुद्गल निरात्म है उसकी पूर्व पूर्व की जो अवस्था है और फिर उसके बाद धीरे धीरे उसकी सूक्ष्म अवस्था होती चली जाती है. उसको किस तरह की अवस्था होती है उसे समझने की कोशिश करनी चाहिए. इसके साथ साथ ही पुद्गल निरात्म के बाद जो धर्म निरात्म की जो वास्तविकता है कि किस प्रकार से इसे शून्य कहा गया, अस्तित्व तो नहीं ऐसा कहा गया है, उसको समझने की कोशिश करनी चाहिए. तो सिद्धांत जहाँ तक इनकी सिद्धांतों की बात की जाए तो सिद्धांत काफ़ी गौड़ हैं, तो काफ़ी गंभीर हैं. तो उनकी गंभीरता को समझें, फिर उसकी जो सूक्ष्मता है, उसकी गहराई है, उनको जानने की कोशिश करनी चाहिए. उनके क्रमबद्ध समझने का प्रयास करना चाहिए. किसी भी सिद्धांत को उसकी जब तक उसकी गौड़ या स्थूल अवस्था क्या है, जो उसकी स्थूल अवस्था क्या है, बिना उसको समझे हम उसकी गौड़ अवस्था अर्थात सूक्ष्म अवस्था को नहीं जान सकते हैं. इसलिए किसी भी सिद्धांत या किसी भी चीज़ की सत्यता को समझने के लिए उसके इन क्रम को समझना जरूरी है.
Ani lulu luwa chishin tu timu kun la nai kyu te tichin nyamu tamche kya timu chompe chompar kyu rusu chane. Ngana ta pe lulu ta lulu kichin migi wangpo ta nai wangpo ta soko ti yidila luwa nga kyabde ya res. O pe di pe lak kwe ni. Ani ta migi wangpo di nai wangpo la kyabya ma re. So so su chane. Ta yini lulu ki wangpo luwa di Lügi umu samurlarla kapta yâre sâci. O bitti göğne kaza. Timu günle ne gördüyüz? Yani timu de nyomu tamcayla peki kapta yâre sâci. Tadi kevlu de yan şifreçik samdan var reşâ. Çeni o kansa rancı tübe zayi ki zimbe çangbe, zayi de tübe zimbe, zimbe çangbe Ani chakso nyomu rakbashi tukwa. Di yi di timu dinzin da tsungden silamna dawasaya madayak soroshi. Da di shibgebe dreban dawa chakwa yanda zayishiba jina wanda sayabu shibishi tukwa. Kaza timu da tam medeban jugo juji, timu la tenbayan kaza da yungde yis chani. Ni song tukwa. Zazanga timu la tenba sayadi dindegi da Dengzin rakba changba, chakso rakba ti timu lo tenpa ti timu lo tenen chunga reis. Ta timu ngondu songne, timu dengzin ngondu songne.
딱디몰래 타메데버 주고 주셔야지 차단 참못식 도와 차단 참못데 얘는 된진다 충전도 야레스 충도와 강달이야 녀목근을 보겠다 디목이 켜도 야레스 근데 인도산에 디진이 뭐 탐색이 디목 좀 잡아줘스 배는 참한 남자 나라 참소 멍단 개미실 시도 예바 사주 민생에 참바 꼽아다 닝지 꼽아다 저제디 아니 덴징 진단라 누구면도 와 다동 안 하죠 패발도 지기 닝지 숙청부 기하도 대바 숙청부 기하도 제가 직전에 가시하라다 덴징 그 좌지야 용시를 자 간다 지기 참소 이니 뒷무 멍보다 진단 개와 말이 드리기 뭐 인도산에 누구 말이 신성도 와 저서 와다 지 담에 저다 남들이 숑다 아도 내한테 쉬야가도 오메숑 카가 맨자도 여르디 님 리베 드르드 지버리 근데 이번 인도산에 다 뒷무 다 뇽무 참제게 벽에 싸와 지기 뭐 인도산에 딘지 뒷무데 컨데스 베버 소르스랍나 댄진 저번 중앙가 통나 뒷무 중문 줄었어 동이 돈아 뒷무 담에 돈아 뒷무 이거 말해서 무슨 거지 댄진 저번 중앙강 다뒤 쉬우서부터 와 동만이게 되는데 땡중게 동반이 있어야지다. 땡의 중어 주전도 제대 원이 주변 동아리에서 넘어와도 다들 저는 이해 매버리 이니 여 말을 사야 돼 매매체. 다들 저는 이해 매버 되기 땡에 딱 보이 마도 조사 매버치기 외면도 쪽. 나 땡에 딱 보이 인데 때문에 라왕게 주변에 매버치 시행도. 나도 그런 줄 놀이야. 낭경이 있는데 치직 나와 숙소로서 나와 있는데 간다 때에 샤바지 롤을 미쳐 그 땡기 은혜 여바지 최 간다 가인은 니든 니세는 주문 죽서지 여바지 롤을 나온 것도 나왔다도 쉐니 대내 취미식 남도하고 좋다지 차단기고로 그래서 근데 인도산에 땡지 대부분 좋아 사다디 땡중기 태권은 있어야 돼 이 말이 근데 인도 댄신 저번 중앙과 통로 뒷문 중문 줄었어. 대신 배박 군진들 땀도 통으로 내버려차 송도가. 와다 들으셔. 사실은 인도산에 다 되게 한다. 다 대대비관에 뇨몽 세한디 뽕투야 입었지. 싸워디 뇨몽 뒷문 땡여리스. 뒷문 댄진디 애니 뭐 정신을 다 매딩에 찍을 치지로 또 대별로 치리스. 디디안 참한 남자나 송원한 씨 텐데 텐도 와면데 줄을 계속 시시로 송시하디 다 디안도 타바트와 그들이 다 간다 지 데뷔츠 근데 지금 이나야 디 텐도 내게 여담에 디균 텐도 내게 여담에 사디 디 줄 다 내지 예매 간 루어다 디 줄을 내가 담대 예배이나 디 데부코 아니 텐도 처야마. 와, 교대 가서나 교를 년부터 된 예배 차네. 교대 매서나 대왕의 주변 저부도 매버 차그레스. 서 다제 안데 녀몽수 자연데 차단으로서 녀몽디 이득 싸워 띠무 된지리. 띠무 된질 년부터 된도가. 띠무 된진 게 드버레스 스거레. 나와도 주야르 스거레. 띵중그 대권은 이게 나와다도 주여 말에 민대 샥삼실이 세시아 인도자네 그 딱답해 미국 찍는 민에 진상 왕가도 쉬고도 샤이고요 자 디네 인도자네 말하는 치 빼나 지기 장래다 사리 샤샤나 코 견다 열어봐 견다 열어봐 인도자네 장래 누구도 치러 신부이나 사리만 용도야 사르게 누가 치르시나 장르 용주야 그 균기 텐시도 좋아 믿어야지 자도와 자 나시발라 숙제 민주산에 딘데기다 숙제 나시게 게다지야 여말데 그 진단 개회 때네 아니 그 로런 겨도가 다 덴진다 담에다가 시르니 진단 개와 임버 찍을라 담에다가 시르기 진단 그 유 담에 받디 삼당 배다 라쳐야 여대봐 라쳐야 여봐 이르산에 예바시고 철철철 철을 놔야 여대봐 지금 다
댄지 쇼쇼부시라 열대 코 봐봐봐 싸운다나 그렇게 딱 가르쳐서 사배 소리지 차대하지 누가 저 니네 인도산에 로 직시울라 잡된 삼아 해봐 로 직시울라 잡된 삼아 해봐 인도산에 딱 간다 로 니부딘 진단 개회차네 님도로 로트야 봐봐 디토라 직을 잡된 삼아 해봐 직을 잡된 삼아 해봐 인도산에 엔디 간다 가서 그래 그 줄을 니부땀 돼요 하래지 줄을 계속 쓰시로서 속자 갈때 Tenin tendu wamin di gyula gyakso si shiru siya sokja kar tuyudu. Sokja kar tuyuri. Ka. Ka. Kisi, kuzu kashir kishim di shayas kemindu. Di pachir di yinzari. Dibdir tabar chukuyubi yinzari zane, nyumun di semgi rengshin di shukme bachayani. 심은시 외서 그디 뇽몽리아 녀부터면 여바좀도 마세 뇽몽디 심그정실을 쉬고요 말이스 또 속죄 디 뒤비나 따라시도 귤라메 주물룸을 완이다 연대정신 니든 실사 전 송샤디 사진의 인도 디면로 섬기 다음에 전다 고주신다 유지래 Then this is a little time and some chance. Saturday in the Tabat Juya, Dogs and Tabat Juya, Dungan said to Gray, such. That Dungan sent you to Tony to Zane, Randy Legendu, Tabat Tom de Lotelegro. Shandy Legendu Zane, that Shanamja, and in Yangdag Salon, go to a show, Jimurum, Samasro, Shangro. 동네 타쟁인 버지 통일도산에 동네 들레 젠드블로 리그르와 동네 타쟁인 버 마토나 다 동네 데 메로잖아 사베 다진 더바참 레바도 그게 문제가 다 동네 데라 동네 지지기 둘라 녀부탐데 여바 된데기 지 거실레 일도산에 어 딱 간다 다 동네 레베 제토야니 도 진짜 인도 다 동네 데 차 사바시 로리아 레아시 도와 저 진짜 인도산에 다 지 타르바 되니 다 양고 라면 조상 그 청주 되니 다 로디 레무도 청주 모트 청주 토론이 뭐시 랑게 규딩은 주론이 뭐시 난게 태도 왜 심지어 탐자로 캄 대신이 무슨이 왜 청주 토론이 뭐지 롤 샤이도 자네 다 진리들보다 심게 정신을 멍바 간다다 미시베 관계 이니 동해기 상황도 취득받아라 다 동해에 자월차 사바식으로 내야지 인질로 땅 원자탄에 배 세매 장배 서울 배다 근데 인질로 이제 내야지 용서를 봐. 그래서 근데 인도 동해기 따와디 시오지 개심을 했어. 다 뒤질러. 배 죽죽 서울시에 다 들이한다 장죽심 고미하게 참조 취득시에.
So in the 400 verses to follow up on the previous teaching in the 400 verses of Masaryadeva, he says that just as the physical faculty permeates all the other sense faculties, likewise ignorance or also permeates all the other negative emotions or afflictive emotions. And therefore, he says, because of that, so this is giving the analogy to the ignorance, and then that that ignorance permeates all other negative emotions. And then he says, therefore, when you end or when you destroy the ignorance, then all the rest of the negative emotions will also be destroyed. And so... So with regard to this, now when we talk about the selflessness, of course, we can have the understanding of selflessness in terms of lack of self-sufficiently, substantially existent self. But that may be triggered by the deeper, called the clinging to selflessness, the clinging to self, sufficiently, substantially existent self, may be caused by the deeper clinging to self, which is the, to say that the self, clinging to a self, which is that objectively existent, self-sufficient or self-existent self, and but then on this this grosser clinging to self cannot go together with the cannot be simultaneous with the deeper clinging to self, or and then in the because in the 400 in the commentary to 400 verses by Master Chandrakirti, he says that the grosser self called clinging to self, such as self-sufficiently existent self and so forth, may arise from the deeper clinging to self, but they will not go together with the it. Whereas when you have other afflictive emotions such as deeper or subtler attachment or anger and so forth, then not only are given rise to by the ignorance, this deeper ignorance, but they can also go together with ignorance, and therefore destruction of the rest of the negative emotions through the destruction of ignorance means by overcoming this deeper ignorance, you can also overcome the attachment and so forth, which also when at the deeper level of these negative emotions, attachment also has a sense of having a whole holding on to some objectively existent beauty and or anger, and have called clinging to some kind of objectively existent anime and so forth. And so because of that, by overcoming the deeper ignorance, then you can overcome the rest, the other negative emotions. These negative emotions, which do go together with such subtler, ignorance, cannot be overcome by meditation or cultivation of compassion or loving kindness either. As Master Dharmakirti says, they are not diametrically opposed to this self, this clinging to self. And so, although with regard to the explanation or interpretation of understanding of selflessness, there is difference between Pramana, what is said in Pramana Vartika, and the Madhyamaka text may be different, but the understanding of selflessness may be different, interpretation may be different, but then the logic as to applying the understanding of selflessness as the antidote to the clinging to self of a person is same. And so how do we go about with the destruction of ignorance now, as Master Aryadeva says, by destroying ignorance, then you will be able to destroy the rest of the negative emotions. And so he goes on to say, seeing dependent origination will lead you to cease ignorance. And so he doesn't just say that, by understanding that you cannot find things when you do analysis into them and try to find their identity, within the designated phenomena or anything like that, but he says by understanding dependently arising nature of things, you will be able to do away with this ignorance. And so what happens to us is, of course, when we look at things or when we think about ourselves or others and so forth, we always have this sense, or there is this appearance of these things and others and the oneself having some kind of objective existence, some kind of independent existence. But then What we need to understand is that there is no such a self. There is no independently existent self because everything is dependently arisen. Everything is dependently originated. And therefore, when you understand that things are dependent, you will be able to see that there's nothing independently existent, because the understanding of dependence, or in other words, dependence and independence are mutually exclusive. And therefore, if things were to have any independent existence, they cannot depend on others. And whereas things are dependent, therefore they cannot be independent. And therefore, Master Aryadeva goes on to say in the same verse, following the previous one, therefore, with all one's effort, one should first teach or relate this very fact about thing about how things are dependently originated, and it is possible for us to do away with or this clinging to the objective existence and things, this ignorance, because since ignorance always holds on to something that is not real, that is not a fact. Therefore, when you understand that things are dependent, and then this can actually do away with that ignorance of holding on to some objective independent existence, because these kind of negative emotions or negative perceptions or distorted perceptions can be overcome. They cannot stay forever, because there are, as Master Dhammakirti says, that it is not eternal, because the cause of it has an antidote. And so any effect or result that arises cannot arise when its cause itself is put to an end to. And therefore, similarly, attachment and other negative emotions, because they arise ignorance about how things really are. In other words, clinging to some kind of independent, objective, true existence and things. Therefore, whereas the ignorance says things have some objective existence, your understanding of dependent origination of things tells you that there is nothing independently existent, just as this ignorance holds on to or says. And therefore, you can see that these two are mutually exclusive. In other words, understanding that things do not have any objective existence actually ends this holding on to the things having some objective existence, just as hot and cold can nullify each other. Likewise, these two, the understanding first of dependent origination can end this the true existence.
I think first chapter,
and one has a valid support of valid cognition, the other does not have.
About the altruism and how to, I said, please. That's the three chapters which I mentioned that. The fourth chapter and the fifth chapter, once you please, you say, now on, I dedicate my body, speech, and mind to serve to infinite sentient beings. So once you determined that, once you develop or make some kind of the pledge, then you need, let's say, the kasa, bhagyo liu, the shishin liu, bhagyo, what's it?
Care.
Like you see, sick person, always, oh, I should not do this, I should not do this, like that. So some kind of cautious or care. For that, that's the fourth chapter mentioned. Then fifth chapter, the watching some part of your mind, so sort of alert and watching whether you carry because of your way of life properly or not, some kind of constant watching. Conscientiousness.
Conscientiousness.
I think difficult to pronounce.
Conscientiousness.
Oh, that's one. So, that's fifth chapter. Now, sixth chapter, patience. And then, eighth chapter, no, because of the seventh chapter, is how to meditate. Mare. Zundu, zundu, zundu. Effort. Effort. Tirelessly, effort. Then, eighth chapter, actually, the name of the chapter is meditation. But actually, detailed explanation about, you see, the how useful altruism and self-centered attitude, how harmful, that mentioned. The ninth chapter, the philosophical sort of explanation, quite difficult. So in order to get the proper understanding about ninth chapter, you need the study or awareness about Nagarjuna's text and Buddha Palita, Aryadeva, Buddha Palita, and Chandakirti. See, these four, Nagarjuna, Aryadeva, Buddha Palita, Chandakirti, then Shantadeva, same sort of view, same concept. So in order to get proper understanding about ninth chapter, you need study about other books. So it is quite complicated. Then, tenth chapter, dedication, like that. So now, this two chapter, sixth chapter and eighth chapter, although this the one Buddhist sort of literature or Buddhist sort of text, but the meaning is common, or practice is common. All those major traditions which teach us the practice of love, practice of tolerance, practice of forgiveness, we can use. Except it's some sort of the reasons may be something unique according to Buddhism. Otherwise, you see, the most of the sort of the explanation is common. So I thought maybe useful. So then, now these two chapters. Oh yes, two chapters now. Now,
translate earlier. Chimmy. Onchia. So earlier His Holiness was mentioning that by understanding that these two perceptions, the perception of seeing things having no objective existence, independent existence, and seeing things having some independent existence are mutually, diametrically opposed, and therefore one has valid support from valid cognition, and then other does not have. Therefore, you can actually see that with the one which has the support of valid cognition, you can end the other one without valid support of valid cognition and knowledge, because it's it's just a mental figment, and therefore, therefore you see that when you end this clinging to self and existence and things completely, then it is possible for you to. I mean, the ignorance completely, then it's possible for you to actually get freedom, attain freedom, and therefore, when you see this possibility for yourself, that it's not just some kind of superficial knowledge, but that it is possible for oneself to be out of suffering, then you will also be able to see that others who are actually tossed in suffering through their own ignorance and attachment and so forth can also, it's possible for them also to end their suffering by ending this ignorance. And therefore, you think of attaining first and liberation for yourself, and then you also think of leading others to liberation and the ultimate highest form of nirvana, which is the Bodhi, enlightenment of the complete enlightenment of Bodhi, enlightenment of Buddhahood. And then when you see this for yourself, then you will also be able to have this great compassion towards others who are tossed and suffering as well by seeing the possibility for you to attain enlightenment. Then you will also see that same possibility for others, and then when you see them suffering because of their ignorance, you feel this compassion and towards them, that they're not just wishing them to be free from suffering, but that you will take the responsibility to help them. And therefore, understanding of emptiness is very important to understand the possibility that one can attain liberation and the ultimate enlightenment, the complete enlightenment of Buddhahood.
Now, Gabo Tondo Sawai, Jinder the Chicholo, so leisure can you take your conduci in Jobber Chase? And she done with the women, she saw the Masonia day, and Gada in Shedangi, Nimi, Sever Pen, Sugiore.
So Shanti Parimeta.
The first sixth chapter, which says whatever wholesome deeds, such as venerating the Buddhas in generosity, that have been amassed over 1,000 eons, will all be destroyed in one moment of anger, and there is no transgression like hatred and so forth. What these show is the shortcomings or the disadvantage or faults of hatred or anger, and the advantage or the positive qualities of tolerance or patience.
So now you see transformation of our views or transformation of our emotion, you see, must come from voluntarily. Nobody can force. So, in order to develop volunteer sort of the enthusiasm, voluntarily enthusiasm, to follow that, to practice that, you see, you need the because of pros and cons are there. Pros and cons. The harmfulness about anger, hatred. The beneficial benefits about patience, like that. So once we thinking seriously, then you get conviction. Oh, I must make effort. To increase the positives sort of thinking and reduce negative thinking. Here also, you see, you need, as I mentioned briefly, you have to know the system of emotion or mental thinking, and we must know the contradictions among the different sort of minds or emotions. So now here, that the kasoda tinda any new buddhita shedan de buddhi gome sabat de buddhu means the sir and the nazo su yu kombar chas that day shedan sumu sem chana shedanma any kondushu yupuge sen yundu kondu any kudu de chik sem majiwa sabasum do masebe any the chik kondu sirko Myers to stay in a Ganda, Chigi, Namdupe, Chobunyabuchi, Gabunyabuchi, Tube Kadulia, Gana Yankoe, some Kongju Zir, the Myers to Deva Kadula, Gabunyabuchi Tomba in a Chick Sunday and Sorrow, Magasor Shion. Saturday in the Zane, Ganda, Shetan Sung, Semchana, Yinishio, Yamminos, Gadan Dewa, Mitolas. Deshindu, Kongju Shu, Serge. Devina, Nis Niene, Nimoku Shache, Kongru, Chipig Mikbot, number of Mikbot Lolia, Shache, and the Pet Majib Shache, and a power lodge of two alloge of Shadadaji, Kuinguruda. Saturday in the Nimi Washings, Damien Yurusin, any Lopet in the Tsubs of Chan, Mother Chattinage. The Nijiko Yuru Communizane, down the Tenguzu Sigdua. And a congru gimbe mutun, Naja Chibayina, Lugin Joy, Sun, immune systems that day, any power, Mabachagas, New Dodges, Tinishigdor, Santa Indusane, Gandaini, that's Selenaresha. Ted or some Majiva, servants of the Maseve, Selenaya. Sosu majibe shala, sosu kimza nalale majibe sotea. Jizo nale yine, ta majibe yontea. Zambul yun dika hangi, anre tangan jikyo shiris.
To, amare jo achche bichar hai, wo...
Number two, it says there is no transgression like hatred and no fortitude like patience. Thus, I should strive in various ways to meditate on patience. And then the next verse says that my mind will not experience peace if it fosters painful thoughts of hatred. I shall find no joy or happiness. Unable to sleep, I shall feel unsettled. And so what this teaches is that when you are intensely angry at somebody, you become very unhappy. And because of that unhappiness, what happens is even if you, when this anger persists, what happens is even if you see someone whom you usually feel delighted or joy to see, like your friends and so forth, I mean, even seeing them, when you will find them annoying. And so annoyance develops because you are unhappy through anger. And then not only that, you also find restlessness. You remain restlessness because of discontinued or anger that even makes you lose your sleep. Even if you will lie on your bed, you will roll sideways here and there and not being able to sleep. And then some scientists even say that if you remain angry all the time, then that actually eats or your immune system as well, and therefore when that happens, what happens is your lifespan will also be harmed. And then because you are unhappy, because of your unhappiness, you also make others like families or people in the community also unhappy as well. And therefore these are the faults or shortcomings of anger or hatred.
Mm-hmm. हमारा पतन होने लगता है। जे फिर आगे कहा गया कि हृदय में द्वेष का कांटा रहते न मन में शांति मिलती है और न शारीरिक सुख मिलता है, न नींद आती है और न स्थिरता रहती है, तो हम किसी भी काम में स्थिर नहीं हो सकते हैं। फिर इसके बाद हम स्वयं दुखी होते हैं, परिवार को दुखी करते हैं, समाज को दुखी करते हैं, देश को दुखी करते हैं और इत्यादि प्रकार की जो परेशानियां हैं अपने साथ साथ दूसरे लोगों को भी देखते रहते हैं।
oh yeah. That's it. Can she dream the trunk jumba? Didn't it? 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 Didn't 아, 콩주 떡초 세배 냠니 세배 이나 아니 듣는 디자 샹도 돼서 차도 이나야 능시 잘 샤리 이네 소소 생고 나로로 콩주 마지부 챈 세배 냠니 그 타네 콩주 끼 못부지 대배 이나 능시 잘 샤리 이네 미디 샘라 시디 대대 아직 생고 나로로 콩주 숭숭 부 끼배 이나 능시 냠도 샤리 이네 기분이야 매듭을 찍고 세워두고 자 기분 뭐 기분 세워도 소소도 소소 샘 뒤면 뒤 가느냐 너 되기도 와
And so verse number 4 says a master who has hatred is in danger of being killed and even by those who for their wealth and happiness depend upon master's kindness And so when you remain angry, what happens is you it will harm you in the short run as well as long term, and it harms yourself and others, and you make them unhappy, yourself unhappy, and others unhappy as well. Contrary to that, if you were to actually apply the antidote to anger by practicing patience, then you will be able to have peace of mind. So peace of mind has to do with your own perception. So verse number 7 says, having found its fuel of mental unhappiness in the prevention of what I wish for and in doing what I do not want, hatred increases and then destroys me. Therefore, I should totally eradicate the fuel of this enemy, for this enemy has no other function than that of causing me harm. So what this shows is that anger or hatred can, I mean, once you are overcome with anger or hatred, I mean, even if you think that you come to your senses and think that, oh, it's so bad, I must put an end to it and so forth, it would be really difficult for you to counter it once it has overcome you. But then what you need to do is to counter the cause of anger or hatred, and which is this remaining the feeling of unhappiness that actually is like the cause to anger or hatred.
कारण को अगर हम जान पाएंगे तो धीरे धीरे उन उन कारणों को उन वजह को अगर नष्ट करते जाएंगे तो हमारा द्वेष और क्रोध नष्ट होते चले जाएंगे
So verse number 10 says, why be unhappy about something if it can be remedied? And what is the use of being unhappy about something if it cannot be remedied? So this verse is actually something, talking about something which, I mean, realistically. And what it tells us is that if you somehow encounter some misfortune, you have a misfortune, and then when you think that when you find that it can't be solved, that whatever has happened to you can be solved and overcome, then there's no need to, why you should be unhappy and worried. But if it cannot be solved or overcome, in any way, then there's what is the point of being unhappy?
यदि प्रतिकार संभव हो तो दूर मनुष्य न करके प्रतिकार के उपाय करना उचित होता है. यदि उसका प्रतिकार होना संभव है तो फिर दूर मनुष्य ऐसा चिंता में परे रहने से कोई फायदा नहीं होता.
ka tungna miga nyeba chungna ka nyeba mo chungna miga wa tuyna ka mena miga wa nyenra chungna ka chikpige mingshe chungna miga wa tawa di kyabu di jikzen chwe kya shatari wata nganadzu yi midiwa yunga di ta diri gitwa ne dra yungu yawari ta rangda rangi nyengi chawla dewa chungna ka The 대동조 미고 미드오 유니스는 담사 아니 이 미디어 언덩이 지 영대기도 와 다가는 신기 지 녀벌 녀버 주는 가와시다 숙성부여나 녀버 뭐 주나 미고 영대야 다가는 신기 때 때가 중에 주는 시부지 가부지 제비이나 녀매 주나 시부지 배 마대시대야 다가는 신기 녀라 주는 가 녀라 뭐 주나 아니 미고 다 디디 그니 드레스 간다 이 믿어요. 규진 디치거레스 란다 랑가 촐라 어다 튬베 차디디 중나 하장급에다 까버로치대야 디윤두 에니 디 도셔달라 미거 숙셔무지온대야 디게베 이 믿어요. 용기어레스
And so verse number 11 says, for myself and for my friends, I want no suffering, no disrespect, no harsh words, and nothing unpleasant. But for my enemies, it is the opposite. And so what this is relating to us is the eight worldly concerns, such as when yourself or your friends and relatives and so forth have happiness, you are happy. And whereas when yourself and others, your friends and so forth, do not have suffering, you are unhappy, and so forth. And so, What happens here is, of course, we are here talking about some kind of a happiness which is contaminated or impure, or that has come through karmic causality, and therefore it is like a samsaric kind of suffering and happiness. So because you are attached to these eight worldly concerns, then when they happen to you, or when the good things happen to you and your relatives and friends and so forth, you become happy and delight and joyous and so forth. Whereas if they happen to somebody whom you consider as your adversary or enemy and so forth, you are unhappy and so forth. So because of this, then you also, when they have gains, when their enemies and so forth have gains, you are unhappy. Whereas when you and your friends and so forth have gained something, then you are happy. And also when they have fame, I mean, you are happy. When enemies have fame, you are unhappy and so forth. So whatever you like, and in other words, those things that you consider to be favorable to you and your families and so, and friends and so forth, and when they happen to you, are very much excited about it, and you become too happy, joyous, and so forth, and emotionally, and get excited. Whereas when the opposite happens to you and your family and so forth, you become unhappy. So there's no need to be attached to these worldly concerns, in other words.
Any, kasore daba da mende bo shitak shuk chabu ya da di da shuk chung da ya chik da di an da di du sa di puk ne da dan du na dengi da wa chik na da yang ku ne zu kakar da da an da di da ngar an du chai si ki da mi zi shi nang ki da sak chai ki so wa da wa da di ni zi kang ro di ka war ba zang ku da wa ko re kan da chik sak chai ki so wa da wa sa da sak da sak chai ki so wa da wa sa ko ko kanda di gyula chizum tenpa di tsuyoke yangdakwe dewa jina sakshayake tsawa dewa di yongyake gyula chizum tenpe tsuyoke dewa chibi chibi lundrokabala di mituwa ngaranzu chigi ta kansukurpen togu tamsum chigi chwa mishibu chidi shivu rote du chigi kazi chungne chigi sim Kangyaro medingen, daba kan tsumyaro medeba chigi, tadu ngamraro che, dedeya chigi. Di shirarangangke, dabaske mebe che, duksu yeba yina, lalyo chi dedukuluwa, kebaduwa. Dini yindu zane, dawa, dindin debu, cho chigni, membe da, dewa deye, dewe gyuni rangan chungus, dungi gyuni shinduma. Dini yindu zane, da, dungi, ya ta chigdo pe mikawe loti ta shukshung danguwaare. Ta tala ya dungi ki yandasamne. Dungi mebar nginshungme, tewe semkyu tembar nyo. Chan ta zima pechne maa sungne. Kanda, ko kanda chigi dungi mendebaro shuk chabuwa shubhichiru zane chenpo chili ni mitewa yongwa ya, yi mitewa yongwa deyaji. Ta ko samta ni, ko dungi la tatang roko yan to sun yuwa chibwa yina yi mitewa ya. Ini kok syukur tu res, ada ni. Tahu ni jadi kita saman dulu sana, ini pet loli apa kerja, cuya harus mendus. Tapi tunggal yang dia tu ten, jadi saman tu ada ini pet loli cuya mendus tu, dia macam berwang res. Kamu lawan mungkin pet mereka kaya yang mungkin, tapi neba cungkup pet neba cembur sebab cahs, jangan.
So in verse 'What these verses show is that we should not be too attached and excited to wanting of these temporary sort of happiness, joy, or blissful experiences, nor should be too disturbed by, not be too averse to those which are which make us unhappy. And so here, of course, when we talk about happiness or unhappiness, we are not referring to the ultimate eternal happiness that we can attain by overcoming the afflictive emotions and so forth. But here, what we are dealing with is the temporary sort of happiness, of samsaric happiness. sins which come through their contaminated causes. And therefore, if of course those pleasant experiences that we have in samsara, for example, of this world alone, were to have any kind of eternal existence or their ultimate happiness or delight and so forth, then the more we enjoy them, the greater they should also increase. But that is not the case. The more we try to enjoy this kind of temporary happiness or joy, the more suffering that they lead to. And so we should not get attached to it, because when you remain rather undisturbed by these suffering or the unpleasant experiences, then you will have peace of mind.
Ningje samne ningji ke gore sa de sungyo de shibjebe nal ya a tube nyomo ni sigi choyang jungbu chuwa la meba chuwa meba tars tube nyomo ni sigi nyomo tangde khangsa min se su ya chen gu twa tube ene simjeng gi ene simjeng morung go be shibu de che gi ko nyomo be shawa do chimba de gi ta ningje go ne pge dan jumbo sore da kala de ge be nyobar sha che ji si deng ji la any member di khan ra sam ne thagor tu ye sawa chi ge is di ji sim tu de ba di ji mem de dan ji pa se ya tab shi che ma do ko sim tu de ba di ji ji nam ju khan sa de ba di khon ru chi mar ba s o pe di na shi tu be ge nyum di ge si gor ma do nyum ge sha wa do ge be khan sa de le ge si ma de s ta de sam da do ga
나도 나지 멋이부지게 어쩌니 거브리베 소노소로 파리온체 데 소노파레 거돌이야 땅내 미부지게서 에샤 팽기사데 근데 그렇다
So in order to practice patience, of course, you might say that to overcome suffering and so forth, these it's not easy. How can I do it? The practices, of course, you need to familiarize with these practices. As it says, there's nothing in verse number 14, it says there's nothing whatsoever that is not made easier through acquaintance. So through becoming acquainted with small harms, I should learn to patiently accept great harms. So, of course, to overcome our negative emotions is not easy for us, but we need to familiarize with the processes of overcoming it. And therefore, through one's efforts, then one can actually create or bring peace of mind within oneself. And then the text goes on to say in verse number 20... even when the wise are suffering, their minds remain very lucid and undefiled. For when war is being waged against the disturbing conceptions, much harm is caused at the time of battle. And so, and then it goes on to say, the victorious warriors are those who, having disregarded all suffering, vanquish the foes of hatred and so forth. Common warriors slay only corpses. And furthermore, suffering has good qualities and so forth. And so, what we have to see is that although we may face some difficulties in overcoming the negative emotions, but we should still persist in our efforts so that there comes a point where we are not disturbed by them. And what we need to overcome is not just the so-called enemies and so forth, but our own negative emotions. And therefore, the Buddha has said that we should not be disturbed by these temporary sort of disturbances caused by so-called enemies. In fact, we need to feel compassion towards them by showing patience, and because they are overcome by their own negative emotions. And therefore, they harm you. I mean, they harm us. And therefore, instead of being angry with the person, you should feel compassionate, whereas the anger and the negative emotions that they have should be countered. And just as it is said in a text that the Buddhas do not see the beings who are overcome with afflictive emotions to be overcome, but what they see is that these negative emotions are the ones that need to be overcome. And then, as it is also said in this text later on, when a physician actually tries to treat someone who is overcome with some kind of a through the possession of spirit or something. I mean, of course, the behavior that comes out of this person who is disturbed mentally, I mean, is not the doctor does not feel angry or anything, but feel compassion for the person and not his behavior. And so similarly, we need to see the anger as having being something that causes harm to us.
And the company, Komiagi, Ninja Sadi, Middle Tongu Chevikishamata. Another Manguji, Ninja Susan, oh, Ninja, and Soso Yes the Torch, Shandy Mamarchi. Satan, the country, another Chanju Sim Giagi, Chanju Sim Jengi, Ninja Sadi, Sham Chaw to Den. And that tea, don't you do the job of the chairs and the logic, Layaji. Saturday Indu, Roger Landa Siganala, Kang to Sudan Drogwezi. 등이 끌래 맨다 싱스 샹을 삼바 타고 쳐도 접은 집을 쇼송대 어디 디 샹을 야배 원해 전에 통중 최수 이렇게 타네 닝제사디 멤버
shen chok to kur rang tele member te ta tele ya ji sosu be lunga yisung ku tane pepa kandis tu ya doga chado pepa kandis tu ya doga pulu changju ku sara kandis ng gaya ge ta ji tapshiro doga samda ji samda ji kukwarwa sa jiri yin zane ji sosu lu dungi ji ta sosu anda kudub dini ji ge tabi na anda kandu sudan rabe zi danyi kulne member ta ya singe diye ji ta ane tundu ji da duri yina pero busin ji da duri yina rangi milu to ya re ane dini yin zane busin di member ta tuk marwa ta yine busin di chiru nam ji ki shiru ya ma re dini yin zane nyomon be shiangwaan to nyomon be chanyo le ya ta ku ka ya ma re shingyo ya ma re ta nganzo nyomon le nimi ko nyomon ke nimi tong tongki tongki le nyomon be shiangwaan to di tundu di le member shi to ka tundu di midi maso lama kujo cha da wala nganzo gwate bu chen tadu nyomon be shiangwaan to di ki to ka ta di ngay na shiwa yi na busin di le rang member to ka rwa sa di di yin di ta samu tong cho rwa dōg shēne, ane rāngyī dōngyī jīn nā dēba tā, nyōng bē shiāngwā dēba, dēdē jīg sāma dāni yōndu, nyōng bē dāni jīg sō, tōng yōndu zāne, tōndu jīg lē mē bē sō jī tōgā. Wā tā dēdē lē, ane pēngi lē sī, gyō yā chē bō sā wā jī, kō wā bō lē, nī jī jī. Ane, nyōng bē, ane, dēbū dōngyī yōngu yōba yōndu zāne, ane, dīg lē zīb jī, gyā lā kā, sā dī sōng shā.
So sometimes we can, and verse number 21, furthermore, suffering has good qualities and so forth. What this shows is sometimes there are people who are arrogant and even slight, even if they are able to do something good, slightly they become very proud of it. And when they really are not able to do something, they get displeased and kind of become lowly in their mind. And so, I mean, these should not happen to us. And when they're faced with some problems, I mean, they are overcome with that kind of an pride. And so what we need to what this shows is that we should actually have compassion towards others. Compassion here doesn't mean that you should have pity on others, because when you have a sense of pity to others, what happens is you consider yourself to be higher or than the other person. You look down upon the others as lower, and therefore, I mean, compassion has nothing to do with that. But here, when we practice compassion, cultivate compassion, it has also to do with the practice of bodhicitta, where as a practitioner of bodhicitta and compassion, what you should see is that others are higher than yourself. As we find it mentioned in the 8 verses of mind training, it says, Geshe Langri Thangpa says that whenever I associate with others, may I consider myself as the lowest and look upon others as higher than me. And so, with this kind of attitude, then one should think of actually create positive actions in others. I mean, bring virtues to others in their body, speech, and mind, and also to think of called bringing happiness, long-term happiness, as well as short-term ones, and ultimate long-term happiness, and also enlightenment to others. And so, one should always think of how one would be able to lead them to a virtuous way of life and also their long-term happiness and enlightenment and so forth. And so when we think in such a way, then when we compare ourselves to other animals who may be doing some harm to others sometimes, but then, I mean, these animals and insects, of course, do not really know the workings of karma, and therefore they may be doing something what they are biologically equipped with, and they're more or less honest than us, but we knowingly indulge in negative actions, and therefore if we look from this point of view, we can see that we are inferior to animals because of this. And therefore the text also says, through being disheartened with it, arrogance dispelled, compassion arises for those in cyclic existence, negativity is shunned, and joy is found in virtue.
간다 즉 소소 미거세 다라 다야 즉 동해다 다 소양하라고 미디어 소양하라고 되는 유리잖아요. 단데 겐 나서 그 돈에 주버려 마도 겐 지금 말이지 와 자 다 겐디 나라 즉 소수 자주 미소지 이나 배지 태열이다. 자, 이제 이번 인도산에 단들이 세리부터 이게 쓰고도가 즉 신앙계의 그들이 앞에 그게 꼭 한다 뜻이 the independent target을 꼭도가 말하자면 삼단에 커산들 이야기 99% 남도가 좋다고 여러분 남도가 좋다 이야기 유대 즉 independence를 롤에 샤임도가 딱 어떠잖아 그 개망부 왕계 딱 지금 소설이야. 그냥 바로 보다 자디에 더마 거래 규례야. 지금 깨나 서버라 때네 이 믿어지 중. 달라 때네 아니 시장기. 달라 때네 아니 라리야. 넘주 때네야. 아니 지금 믿어서 돼야지 용기 얼마다. 그렇다고 깨 두말에 중벌에 삼 전일산에 인디펜던트 타겟이 또 소주도. 어디 지리. 쟤는 어디다? 다른 샷. 그래서 어디?
슬로그 넘버 33.
Verse number 33 says, so when one
진지기는
an improper action by thinking that such things arise from conditions, I shall remain in a happy frame of mind.
아마레 독해 뭐 카르노 키 바자세 아테 해 운가 코이 바자 호타
Or and we should see that there are many different factors that actually have role in bringing about this unhappiness. And when we see somebody causing us unhappiness, for example, and even ourselves, oneself has a role in it. And therefore, when you see that when something happens, it has come about through many different causes and conditions, then you will not experience disturbance of mind and unhappiness. And as I already mentioned yesterday, that when you a scientist, a psychiatrist has said that when you become angry at others, of course, anger projects some absolute enemy or someone who has really disturbed you absolutely. But then that negativeness in the person is 90% of it is said to be our own mental projection. And so similarly, when you look at the adversary who is causing you unhappiness, who is causing you disturbance, you can see that person himself or herself in the beginning must have been disturbed by something and because of that became unhappy, and then this anger or some kind of a dissent develops in the person, and then that is in turn exhibited or expressed outwardly, and then you are disturbed. And so you can see many different factors playing role in the person causing harm to you as well, and then you will be able to actually curb your anger towards the other. Verses 52 and 53 says that since my mind is not physical, in no way you can and in no way can anyone destroy it, because this mind is not physical. Therefore, even if some these enemies may try to put down, put you down, or despise you, disparage you, and so forth, your mind cannot be harmed at all, because it's not physical. But through its being greatly attached to my body, it is caused harm by physical suffering. And therefore, it says, since disrespect, harsh speech, and unpleasant words do not cause any harm to my body, why, mind, do you become so angry?
धर्मों की वजह से हम जब शरीर पर कुछ हान नहीं होती इन इन ये जो चीजें तिरस्कार या अपकीर्ति है इनसे हमारे शरीर पर तो कोई नुकसान नहीं होता बल्कि हमारे चित्त पर हमारे मन पर इसका प्रभाव पड़ता है तो ऐसे शब्द सुनकर हमें क्रोधित नहीं
53 shows the rest of the remaining eight worldly concerns as well.
अगर हम क्रोधित होंगे तो हमारा चित्त हमारे चित्त में नुकसान होगा ना कि शरीर पर
होगा ता जनमा शुक्र ता शुमोचिंग ता जनमा चेनी Disham de Shologa Tadina Shologa That is Shuloka Jatamba.
Jatamba.
100.
Sloka number so.
Skipping the rest of the verses. Turn to verse number 100. I who am striving for freedom do not need to be bound.
Kanda da ching treasure, tell it on Chizazo. Dan Dung Jundola Sanjin Chinoshin Midung Cover Nijiva Teletan Chizatos. Chen Daganda Sosolia Chicken Midio Sada Di Digi, Dangana Tane Chick the Seven Yamlin Chia, Chen Ajun Roya, Chicken Dungina Simjalape, the Shetang Shango to give a Simjalia, Binjia, Didi Ungres. Telaya any turn on door round a pan, Din ready telaya any din sunum gigs teleton rig me this susum go to yumina teletan minisums. That's mother to the new with the Teresa. Kunshi Kanzata, Jenny Kanda any Maranzo Shanju Sim Namlin Chingi, that Ninji story Ninji Namlinki began Ganda de Shedan Chaudre. Kaji Chevachi, Ella Lamini Savakoya, Minua. Savas Gonuku, Savakongu Yari, Kanda Ningzillo, Kone Kondu Pea, Ningzillo, Nyababaja Yoyaria, Savat Guyari. So that Savako, Guyo in the Sane, Seven Yamlin Chiag, Kugodi, Tavu Suyar. So today in the Sane, or Tawdi, Monatanek, that Seven Yamlin Kugup Tangi, that bet, Gavishini, Savat Tangore, this one.
Verse number 100 through to 102 and so forth. So So what these verse number 100 says is, I who am striving for freedom do not need any to be bound by material gain and honor. So why should I be angry with those who free me from this bondage? Those who wish to cause me suffering are like Buddhas bestowing waves of blessings as they open the door for my not going to an unfortunate realm. Why should I be angry with them? So what this shows is that those who cause you harm actually give you the opportunity to practice patience and compassion. In verse number 202, it says, but what if someone should obstruct my gaining merit? And so actually, you should think in terms of the person who is trying to harm you as helping you in practicing patience. I mean, what these verses say is that for a practitioner of bodhicitta, what you must develop is compassion, as explained earlier. And the force that actually counters or obstructs that practice is hatred or anger. And therefore, to counter that hatred, what we need is patience. And therefore, for Buddhists, for example, you cannot have practice patience in relation to Buddha, and for Christians, you cannot practice patience in relation to God, or for Muslims, you cannot practice this in relation to Allah, and so forth. But with whom you can actually practice patience is those who actually cause harm to you, and therefore, in order to cultivate compassion, you need to have patience. And this patience comes in relation to someone who harms you, your enemy or adversary, and therefore they must be seen as your spiritual teacher to teaching you the practice of patience.
Shitang Shawan to Son, Rana never changed a Tatalia, any Miko, you part trial, Sola, Tadun Tella, any Gago race. Didn't you induce any? Rank a server combe, Payundi, Tatal, Moko race. On any Tate Ralaya, any she Pan don't do look in Medugas. Some you do, and round the pampas juna depend on the law you may care how much is. Benangaranzu, Benna man, yeah, starting a man instant bestag, but Dawood of Jasasha with Zigrua. The man cora, round a pansim came into a round a panto you in the center called a jibu chigor, jetty chigor, a injimiji pansim gum to us. Then they should they. Oh, in it, they drive in it, she pants and members of the massacre, nurse me out of us, Lona. Deal and they nurse me years out of our shabbies. Some are drive a small taco. Taka, the nurse me young eggy, new moon be shedang, shaman or something, nurse me your dingy, middle, that missinetta, miss Zorid, mill seven at the day, the towers at shabbery. Then they in the Nursing you ever yinza, dowry, tell a mini, shedanti gari, dinde yindu ta, but dita monotonic, sovacomiaga, ta, cook up a yakshu, ta, tennis, the zachabori, statisunga. The issue with the terror rub to dancing lasta, gather chugi, terror rub to dancing la, tennis sober gavana, tennis sober, guyenbe, tambe chish in chevro, urchin. That zachabu is a
When we meet with some adversary or enemy, the text says that we should be happy with them. And then whatever merit or whatever positive called energies that you may create or gain, I mean, you should also dedicate them to your enemies and so forth. And in verse number 110, it says, "But surely my enemies are not to be venerated, for they intend to cause me harm. Then how could patience be practiced if, like doctors, people always strove to be to do me good?" And so, you may say that these enemies do not have any wish to help me. But then, it doesn't matter. The text goes, says that it doesn't really matter whether they really have the intention to help you or not. They do, by harming you, they do help you to practice patience. Just as when you take medicine, the medicine itself does not have any wish to help you or to cure your disease and so forth. But because it helps you, you take it and as prescribed by doctors. And so there's no need for the other person to help you as such. But because they really help you to practice patience, you should venerate them. Because they actually are harming you, because they're trying to harm you, and that therefore you consider them to be your enemy as well. And so when you meet with such adversaries, and what you should do is that you should take this as an opportunity for you to practice patience. So it says in 111, thus since patient acceptance is produced in dependence upon one with a very hateful mind, that person should be worthy of veneration, just like the sacred Dharma, because they are a cause of patience.
सद्धर्म के समान पूजा करनी चाहिए तो शत्रुओं को एक अच्छे धर्म के समान मानना चाहिए पूज्य है ऐसा मानने चाहिए क्योंकि वो हमें धैर्य का अभ्यास कराने के लिए लाभकारी हैं
ओए तने दीनदा श्लोक क्या तो सुन सो सुन
आप श्लोक नंबर
133 ना Child and King, your Jimmyton, Jimmatons, Cotan, Sever Combine, Debulia, Corse, Seven, Zesota, Name Bata, Chaway, Shinto Using Sota, College, you will get a top seven. What a seven yamin Chevina, Toto Bear, Sandy Bear, Sambit Ruya, Tell the Chicken Picking Mundu Ludin Tobe Codu Lay, Chicken, Sung Zeval Sower, what the Nayoya? I mean Yandrayoya.
So verse number 33 and 34, the two last verses, say that why do I not see that my future attainment of Buddhahood as well as glory, renown, happiness in this very life all come from pleasing sentient beings? And then it goes on to give the benefits of practicing patience by saying, while in cyclic existence, patience causes beauty, health, and renown. And because of these, I shall live for a very long time and win the extensive pleasure of the Universal Chakra King. And so what this shows, in basically these two verses tell us, is that through the practice of patience, you'll be able to gain or attain the major and minor marks of an enlightened being, Buddha and so forth, as well as to have good body, beautiful body and so forth. Even in samsara, you will have also fame, popularity, as well as lots of friends and so forth.
Yeah. Now I would like to take a few questions.
So
I think 3-4 questions.
अभी तीन या चार प्रश्न होंगे तो आप लोग तीन या चार प्रश्न पूछ सकते हैं.
Come. Come here. Yes.
Your Holiness, first of all, I would like to really, really thank you for being that one voice in the world which is saving us all, that voice of peace, of compassion, which is very, very rare. I thank you for being here.
Okay, thank you for
being in my life.
No questions.
Yes. So, Your Holiness, you have taught one meditation on compassion where one visualizes people who are suffering, we visualize people who are in poverty, and we visualize people who may be in pain or the victim of police brutality. So we visualize them and then we visualize ourselves feeling compassion for them.
Okay. I think that point, I think tomorrow, the 8th chapter mentioned that.
Yeah. So question I had, Your Holiness, is whether by thousands of Tibetans and so many friends of Tibet visualizing such thoughts, are we creating the continued occupation of Tibet? And whether instead if we visualize a free and beautiful and powerful Tibet, maybe we can have that breakthrough that we all are hoping for.
Actually,
yeah.
According to Buddhist practice, the suffering, not suffering of suffering, but suffering of change. And then most important is khasa, conditional suffering. That is to say, our mind, you see, khasore, dominant by khasoda, destructive emotion. So thinking that way, you see, develop sense of concern, not just suffering feeling.
Right.
So then entire sort of so the sentient being who are under dominant of ignorance or the clash. So that's the way. So then you see deeper. Otherwise, you see those people who enjoy material sort of values, then sometimes we not only develop sort of the compassion, but also you see develop jealousy. So yes. We do not know the deeper level of suffering like that. So this is mainly you see deal the 8th chapter. Thank you. Now next question.
A very little question to Your Holiness. You have mentioned that there are 10 chapters in Bodhicharyavatara.
Yes.
So which book we have obtained? There are only 9 chapters. So we have and
only
a supplementary
chapter.
There.
Actually, it's 10 chapters.
There are 9 chapters in this book. So
you mentioned that only two chapters.
Dedication.
Yeah.
10 chapters' name is dedication. So we don't find in this book. So
No. This is actually 2 chapters, only 2 chapters. 6th chapter, 8th chapter.
No, in Hindi language there are 9 chapters, 1 to 9, and 10 remain.
That I don't know.
Yes.
You should ask publisher.
Yes.
Don't ask me.
Yes. I wanted to confirm it.
Okay.
Why one chapter is missing?
These 2 chapters, as I mentioned earlier, you see, it's something common for all different major traditions which sort of teach us the practice of love, compassion, forgiveness. So these these teachings can be fit those theistic religious sort of practitioner. Non-theistic religious practitioner. Now, in these you see, 2 chapters, not much sort of talking about atma or anatma or creator or not creator. So this is something common. Therefore, I suggested to them, you see, these 2 chapters, and then printed. So each person can have you that text. So the real change not through one session. Real change, weeks, weeks, years, years. So therefore, you see, this text, keep yourself, and when your mood is quite good, then read, think. When your mood not good, then leave it. Yes, now next question.
पुनीत पावन जी से मेरा कहना है क्या वैदिक धर्म सही था या बुद्ध की शील प्रार्थना समाधि?
Yes.
वैदिक धर्म.
का रे
He's asking whether the Vedic teachings are true or the practice of the three trainings of Shila, Pragya, and Samadhi that the Buddha taught are true. So, of course, if the teachings really benefit humanity, then that's good.
Asade, kasa, compassion, all these things. And then ancient Indian sort of tradition also, you see, teach us Samadhi, and Vipassana. So wonderful. Oh, 1,000 years it worked. Today also, you see, many people, I think millions of people, get immense benefit. So very good. Then philosophical field, yes, there's a lot of sort of different views. Even within Buddhist, see, at least there's four major school of thought. Within Madhyamaka, there are two, three different views. So a lot of argument. That's a philosophical view. So Veda also, you see, they, in philosophical field, I think there are different views. Okay.
Pushya Shunga ne buddho ke bhikshu ki katleam kyun kiya?
Gyagar naula goma, gyagar naula gelong mangbo se res, kharchen se res.
Teacher Shingri, you know
that. Ye to aapko bhi pata hoga.
So the question.
Gelong se vekho to lenga, to pehle do steady ho raha. Jab Bharat mein.
So when the bhikshus were being massacred in India, Tibetans were just living in their own country.
Political reason, and also you see some fanatic sort of religious viewpoint also you see sometimes causing. So the problem is concept of one truth, one religion. Sometimes it causing problem. So in terms of individual level, yes, concept of one truth, one religion is very relevant. In terms of community, in terms of society, particularly like modern society, India society, the concept of one truth, one religion is unrealistic, not fit. So several truths, several religion is the realistic sort of view like that. So in ancient time, you see sometimes, yes, the I think the destructions now, even today, look in Africa, Christian and Islam problem. Some Muslim country, this Sunni Shia problem. And like Northern Ireland, Catholic, Protestant problem. And now recently in Burma, problem, Buddhist Muslim problem. And Sri Lanka, sometime back, Hindu and Buddhist problem. So this, due to lack of contact, lack of understanding about the same sort of value, same potential, same teaching. Like that. Okay. Now next question.
I agreed with you on the first day when you talked of violence versus violence. Over 50% of the world's population is Muslims and Christians. The Muslims want to make more Muslims and convert their generation increasing. So does the Christians. I hear you saying, to me at least, to be compassionate and all that. But how practical do you feel is this philosophy of compassion? Because these people on this side and these people on this side are in their own world. And they are fighting, like Bush is also going into Iraq, like you said. And Palestine is fighting with Israel. And all this I see happening. So I'm wondering how this is all going to end and how do we begin, you know, what I'm trying to say is look inside of myself. And I'm confused as to how these two groups, which are over 50% of the world's population, and they have all the guns and the warships, etc., are going to continue. Is I don't see any hope, basically.
Yes. I always is telling, according to my sort of conviction, or realistically speaking, this problem will remain at least another, I think, 30, 40 years. Now, if we make effort now, firstly, closer relation with different religious tradition, or leaders level, and kasoda ordinary level, now September, we will organize one sort of meeting with religious leaders on national level within India, in Delhi. I think about 100 leaders or representative, you see, we gathered. We will be gathered and some discussions. So India, religious harmony, 1,000 years already there. Now we must make further effort. So I think the rest of the world, I think, can learn from India's tradition. And then, fundamentally, the secular education, the importance of warm-heartedness on the basis of oneness of humanity. I feel that's the only hope. Then different faith, different races, different country, secondary. Religion, different religion, must serve humanity, not the orthodox way, realistic way. Muslim, you see, cannot convert whole world. A Buddhist cannot convert 7 billion human beings become Buddhist, as well as Christian. Although Christian, quite active, but still, you see, impossible, you see, to convert entire 7 billion human beings. Difficult. So, as a Buddhist, Buddha's own time, he never tried to convert all Indian to Buddhist. And Jesus Christ, I think, never attempt entire world should be Christian. And Muhammad as well. So whether we like it or not, it is reality. We have to live together. Killing each other, no use. More suffering. So respect each other. Admire each other. If possible, learning each other. Then real sort of harmony on the basis of mutual respect come. That we need. And provided through education, the secular ethics, educate people, then the whole thinking will change. So after 40, 50 years, I think different world can be possible if we really make attempt. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
On the first day, you mentioned that there was a curriculum you had which has been prepared for teaching values. I want to know if that is something that's open for us to be able to use, and if so, how can I help in being able to give some of those messages to children?
Kasa. So actually we are working cooperation with some scientists, some educationists, start from America. Now some in Europe also now some involvement. And now in Delhi also is some work now already we started. So perhaps I think maybe end of this year or next year, I want to have some kind of international, firstly, within the country, with the help of those scientists I know since 30 years. And these number of scientists also, you see, carry so as an experiment in their own area, teaching the moral ethics. So they found only sort of the 3 weeks sort of training and short period of meditation. Mainly, you see, they explaining the value of love, compassion. Then each day, about 30 minutes, some kind of, sort of serious thinking. So the selected people, or including some student, before they start, you see, this session, they examine blood pressure and amount of stress. Then after 3 weeks training, again check, blood pressure reduce, stress reduce. As a result, person become much happier. So we are not talking about next life. Not talking karma or karma. I mean, actually, this is the action. So some kind of karma. Karma meant for happy life, not heaven or hell. Simply, you see, try to build healthy body, happy person, then automatically happy family, happy community. So I don't know, you see, some kind of convene in Delhi. So once we finalize date, and then I think some because internet sa kasa dina share yung gulo. Internet survey, internet
site.
Oh, so it's some people who have interest, and then also you say come. Join, talk.
Is it going to be something which we can use with children?
That's right. That's right. You see, our the effort make sort of curriculum from kindergarten up to university level. Like that. So, I think within 1 year, I think it may be available. Then further discussion, through experiment, and some school uses this sort of new curriculum. Then we'll see what the result after 4 years, 5 years. And then something convincing, some beneficial. Then from Kasota, I mean, firstly, one school, or one class, or one school, I think use as an experiment, as a pilot experiment. Then concrete result there, then 10 schools, 100 schools, then eventually national level. I think we have to approach Indian government in Delhi,
yes,
and also parliament.
Thank you.
And then finally, I think UN, possible. Worldwide sort of movement, isn't it? Without sort of based on religious concept. only based on scientific finding. Otherwise, you see, today, out of 7 billion, as I mentioned the other day, out of 7 billion, 1 billion non-believer. So we must include these non-believers. Even anti-religion, atheist, we must include human brothers, sisters. A little bit sort of, also the naughty human being against religion. Still human being. We must sort of, because embarrass, right? Oh, embrace, like that. So, now I think, last question.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, my greetings, His Holiness.
Yes?
Yeah. Being a Hindu, you know, we have this philosophy that everything that happens to us happens for a good reason. My question is about pain and suffering. And I also believe that pain and suffering happens to us for a good reason. And, you know, in your lectures today, you mentioned that we are not independent, yeah? We are always dependent. So how does the universe know what pain and suffering to give us, and how does it know what is the good that is going to come out of it?
Kharsa, dewa dungi. Yes.
Hindu ki chulu nanglo la. Hindu chulu nanglo la. Dungi da ene medewa yungi di gweba ji yore, di yumzen ji yore, stunda ji yore, sigi yore. Tiji dui ngatun jikde nangla, ta kange rao da dungi da mida yungdu. Ene di dukja rang da pendo mewa yinba kande sago tu ures. Di yumzen jikde di yuji res, pendo ji yuji res.
Of course, once you see some problems or some pains, some suffering already happen, then the dunghe yang to lebas.
Voluntarily accepting suffering.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that all major tradition, I think, sort of a similar practice used in different sort of the philosophical views. Buddhists also, they say, Karsa, kenge changju namdu gyurus.
Voluntarily accepting suffering and transforming the misfortune into a state of virtuous practice.
Oh. So that does not mean we welcome suffering. It is silly.
Is it?
If there is a way to overcome suffering, it is better to overcome suffering. And otherwise, you see, no use concept of moksha. If our life, samsara, really happy, then no need the concept of moksha.
Yeah, but if you believe that there is a positive that is going to come out of the suffering, so wouldn't you welcome it?
Kaje dunge dine ta yaga ji yungri yoba
ka
dunge le dine yago yungi yoba chik ta khelin thugro bas
tirba
absolutely.
Yeah.
Just you see this chapter was mentioned.
Yeah.
In order to practice patience or forgiveness. You see, it mentioned that. Mm. But that does not mean, you see, they really we welcome suffering. No. It is our kasoda, right to welcome suffering. I think basically we are sort of the kasoda, but same like dogs or kasachudhi. Cats or birds who have the experience do not want suffering. It's by nature. So we human beings, deeper level of the causes of suffering, thinking, investigate. Through that way, overcome suffering. So it is really worthwhile. Whether achieve or not, different matter.
Sir, pranam.
No, last question now.
Only last question. मैं आपको इतना कहना चाहूंगी कि आज आपने बहुत बहुमूल्य चीजें बताई हैं. मैं सिर्फ आपसे इतना पूछना चाहती हूं कि मेरा कुछ ग्रुप है लेडीज का जिनको मैं बेसिक बताना चाहती हूं आज जो आपने बताया है तो क्या इसके उपलक्ष्य में कोई हमें छोटे बुक्स या कुछ साहित्य मिल सकता है?
कैसा?
ट्रिंग कुंडियों का लोना ले जितना छा सा या कुछ चीज चुंग सुंस. I
kind of books which is her lens recommends for her to use for her group.
So
that they could also develop and make progress.
many books. As far as my own sort of book, I think two books.
Yeah.
The Kinship of All.
Kinship of Faiths.
Yeah. So I mentioned all major religious tradition carry same practice, that is love, forgiveness, these things. That's for promotion of religious harmony. The another book, so-called
Beyond Religion.
Yeah. Actually, that title, not my recommendation. The publisher published that way.
So I'm a little bit hesitant.
Certain things which beyond religion may get impression. The point which I mentioned in that book is something above religion. That's totally wrong. Actually, the ethics, secular ethics, which I mentioned is basis of all religions. So beyond means religion, no matter why one wonderful religion, there is limitation. Limitation means, you see, it cannot go universal. Only, you see, their own believer. So this secular ethics is no boundary. Entire 7 billion human beings. So the meaning is like that. So that book mainly, you see, telling or explaining secular ethics.